Hello everyone, I'm Budsamudra Knox and you're listening to Inspiration Sounds, stories from the heart of the world. Well, here we are again. It's episode 40 this week, and once again we'll be reading stories written by Sri Chinmoy, that prolific Indian writer, artist and musician. A very creative person. And as I'm sure you're all well aware by now, has written many, many hundreds of stories from his childhood, using ancient stories that he's heard from a kid, that he was told to by his parents, by his grandparents, by his brothers and sisters, and retelling them, often with his own twist, his own little spin, his own little sense of humour that can come through in a lot of the stories. So this week, we have two stories for you. I'm looking forward to it. Stay tight, buckle up. This is Inspiration Sounds. The City of Lavanyapuri, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. Many years ago, there was a city named Lavanyapuri. In that city, people lived very, very happily. They were kind and courteous to one another. Their businesses prospered, and in every way they were making progress. The residents of other cities used to appreciate and admire Lavanyapuri and try to model their cities along the same lines. Now God knows how or why, but after some time it happened that 20 hooligans from a distant tribe decided to enter Lavanyapuri and create trouble. At night, these hooligans would destroy stores and plunder houses. They would attack and beat the men and torture the women. This gang quickly became notorious. Unfortunately, nobody was able to catch them and prevent them from doing their undivine deeds. Eventually, the mayor of the city imposed a curfew. During the day, everybody was allowed to move around freely. But after sunset, nobody could come out of their house. The mayor said to the people, "We can see that these hooligans are torturing us ruthlessly in so many ways during the evening. Therefore, it is wiser to stay at home with our families at night. Perhaps these hooligans will leave our city if everyone is home at night." So the curfew was enforced, and nobody could venture out at night. People were unable to visit the homes of their relatives. They could not go out to eat. They could not go to the temple with offerings. All activities were stopped. One by one, businesses began to fail. The restrictions of the curfew were causing tremendous suffering, but there did not seem to be any alternative. On the one hand, the citizens were terrified of the hooligans. On the other hand, they were disturbed because they could not carry out their normal evening functions. When the governor of the province came to know about the situation in Lavanyapuri, he wrote a polite letter to the mayor. He said, "I congratulate you on the curfew. You have done very well. People are not suffering any more from unwarranted attacks. But now I wish to offer you another type of wisdom, a higher wisdom. Just because of 20 criminals, the whole city has been forced to suffer unbelievably. Why should the good citizens of your community be the ones to suffer? They are innocent. It is the bad people, the intruders, who should be made to suffer. I am advising you to change your policy. Now it is time to be very strict. Kindly make an announcement that from now on, if any hooligans appear, they will immediately be arrested and put into jail, and eventually they will be hanged for their crimes that they have committed. Let all the citizens come out of their houses at night and move around as usual. If anybody sees these hooligans in the streets, they should report the news to you immediately so that the police can come and arrest them. Everybody should be on the lookout. Now let us see if those hooligans will dare to do their work." The mayor respectfully accepted the advice of the governor, and everything returned to normal. In fact, thousands of people came out into the streets that very night in the hope of catching the hooligans. When the hooligans saw that there was no possibility of continuing to plunder and steal from the citizens of Lavanyapuri without being caught and hanged, they lost all their courage. As soon as the citizens went home to sleep, the hooligans escaped as fast as their legs could carry them. The Mother Saves the Youngest Prince, written by Sri Chinmoy and dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. Once a particular king died, and his eldest son became king. His ministers immediately advised him,
"Kill your five brothers, otherwise one day they will try to dethrone you."
So the king killed all his brothers, except for his baby brother, who was only 2 years old. Still, the ministers warned him,
"It is better to kill the child now. Who knows what will happen in the future?"
The king's mother was sad and miserable that her eldest son had killed his four brothers. But what could she do? The king was the king. When she heard that he was planning to kill her 2-year-old son as well, she went to him and said,
"You have killed all my other sons. Tomorrow you will take the youngest one's life. What can I do? You are the king, and this is your order. Oh, but please, give me a day to calm my mind and bring forward my inner strength before my youngest son is killed."
Then, in secret, with the help of friends, the mother found a merchant from another country who agreed to take her youngest son away and bring him up in his own country. She gave him lots of money and asked him to take good care of her son. One of the mother's servants happened to hear about the plan. She went to the mother and said,
"I have heard that you are sending your son to another country. Tomorrow, if the king does not see his baby brother, you will be in trouble. Let me substitute my own son for the baby prince. He is your son's age, and he even looks like your son. Please let my son be killed in his place. Who knows, perhaps your son will one day be the king of this land or of some other land."
The queen was so moved and so grateful. She wanted to give the servant a very large amount of money, but the servant would not accept anything. She said, "The prince's safety is my reward." So the servant's son was killed, and the young prince went to another country. After some time, the merchant sent a letter to the mother telling her that her son was all right. He said that he had employed 2 or 3 nurses to take good care of him. Oh God, nothing remains a secret here. For 10 years later, one of the nurses became jealous of another nurse who was getting a higher salary than she was. She became furious with the merchant and wanted to take revenge. This particular nurse knew the story of the child, and so she informed the governor of the state that the prince was hiding there. When the governor came to know about the prince, he sent a message to the boy which said, "Give me a very large amount of money, or I will send you back to your brother." At that time, the prince was 12 years old. So the boy wrote a letter to his mother, and the merchant brought it to her. The mother sent the governor a very large amount of money, but to be safe, the merchant took the prince to a different country, and when the prince grew up, he became the ruler of that country. Well, folks, that's about all we have time for today. To be honest with you, I've actually got to go out and go for a little run. It's always good to stay fit. So, I hope you enjoyed the stories. Those were actually two of my favourites that I've come across recently whilst reading some of the storybooks from Sri Chinmoy. Those ones actually stood out. So I hope you liked them. They were a lot of fun to record. And I hope you have a great week up ahead. I hope your own life story unfolds as you would like it to. So until next time, be good. I'm Budsamudra, and this was Inspiration Sounds.